Blog Talk Radio.
This is another show. I'm talking about other topics, but it's related to my music. If you're living here, I just cannot believe, but, you know, I realize as I get older, human beings' inclination is to be a social animal, and unfortunately, it's to gossip, especially if you're living next door to somebody who you don't know. I told you in a previous podcast about people trying to take my dreams away, trying to hinder me and target me because I have a talent or because of prejudice. And also part of the targeting and the dangerous motives of them targeting me is to falsely accuse me of having delusions and so on because of their sociopathy and narcissism. Well, anyway, the storyline is that because I got tired of the gossip in my building with the neighbors and with these homeless or the nearby strangers who come over and gossip, I put it on my window that for a period of time that I'm tired of the gossip. So please do not look in my home. Do not look at me. Do not look inside my bathroom. And I also say, I talked about the law, California law, about how it's illegal. Even corporations can't violate that law. If they did, they would close down. It's the law of the land. You can go to jail for it. Okay? You can go to jail for it. I had these same people, which shows a sign of their sociopathy, perhaps a lack of wanting to follow rules and regulations and boundaries, my boundaries. They disagree. They think they can do whatever they want. And that's not true. It's also against the law. Penal code, criminal invasion of privacy in California. It says, I mentioned that it was makes it a crime for a person to unlawfully to invade someone else's privacy. I kept bringing it up constantly all the times that I lived in this building, despite the lack of evidence, because these people were gossiping about me showering, gossiping about me what was on my computer, gossiping about what I look like inside the shower, in the living room, to talking about the insides of my property constantly. And they said they put some bug or something out there. And they're mentally sick, they're mentally ill. They're making up stories constantly on a daily basis about looking at my home, knowing that it is a misdemeanor, that you can go to jail for 6 months to a year. You know, using a device to view someone inside a private room. I mean, I don't understand why they got put in the hospital or something. I mean, they think there's something wrong with me for putting something on my window about these allegations. I just got tired of it. I didn't go to the board because I mentioned to the board. I'm tired of it too. I supposed to go, it's a police matter. I ignore the situation, but I got tired of it. I'm doing my best I can, because when you hit insanity, somebody should put these people in the hospital from either they're making up stories or they do have a serious mental problem for doing it, and they got a serious mental problem and they're committing something that's illegal. I also talked about the criminal racial and this is racial profiling, thinking that I'm a criminal and I live in South L.A., telling people lies about me. Well, you know, I never lived in South L.A., as I mentioned in a previous broadcast, and I did not come out 3,000 miles to live in South L.A. I never was in South L.A. living there. I came out here to be in Hollywood. Hollywood's nearby. The business of Hollywood is not just over the hill in West Hollywood from Shankerville Valley. Also, in San Fernando Valley, there's a lot of business. Music and production companies, movies are made in Burbank, Sherman Oaks, Studio City. I mean, I don't know what they talk about. Woodland Hills, Van Nuys. I mean, there's a lot of production companies. I don't know what they're talking about. But this is what I've been dealing with. And they really, the sad thing is they're trying to take my dreams away for their selfish motives and targeting me for discrimination simply because they can't follow the law. This is not a place for discrimination in California. Targeting me because I'm black or targeting me because mental health profiling, making up lies that I have delusions, which I don't. They are dangerous and they should be investigated. I had to put it on the window. They were gossiping, thinking something wrong with me. That's how dangerous they are. Try to twist the truth about what they're doing and put it on me. It will stay on the window for a little while. I don't like talking about this, but I hear it every freaking day. We have to have peace and quiet. And we cannot have a building where you have a bigot living next door, or I live next door to a bigot, or either a racism, or someone who's targeting me with lies about because of my skin color, and lying and calling me, and I ain't no criminal, lying that I'm a criminal. Now, the dream killing scene, they're evil, trying to stop me from making any music because of their selfish motives. Make their own music. Stop targeting me because I'm black. And stop targeting me because of your bigotry. And stop lying about my mental health because my mental health is fine. I mean, we have to follow laws and rules. I look at those crime stories on ID because I experienced so much atrocities and with that. And I may be experiencing something that I shouldn't be experiencing. Because I have a talent or I want to advance myself in my own way, do things, and they think I'm uppity. That's racist. And it has to stop so that what I put on my window will stay for a time. It has to be acknowledged. These people are crazy. These people are potentially dangerous. I mean, they don't know how to follow rules or lack or have a criminal record or don't know how to live in this country or don't know how to uncivilize with people who are different than them. They move. They're going to get caught. I didn't come on this planet I didn't come 3,000 miles from my hometown to be a therapist either. Angry because I didn't want to be a therapist. I'm not a therapist. I came out here to be an artist. Yes, I have other ambitions. I'm becoming intellectual and other things. I didn't come out here 3,000 miles to be a therapist, and I didn't come out 3,000 miles to be a self-centered. That was a racist overtone, indirect prejudice, because they think I'm a criminal. I haven't never been down there, and I never, I have no intentions, but I'm out here for the Hollywood thing. So they need to stop. Stop trying to take my dreams away with lies, and undermining my potential to be in the music industry. And stop lying about me, because people are going to know that I'm not only a great singer, but a songwriter and a musician and a person, a good person. I wouldn't be doing these things if I didn't have these crazy ass people targeting me on a daily basis. It has to be acknowledged to the world about this. This has been going on too long. It has to end. No more bigotry, no more targeting Dove Knight, simply because Dove Knight is a good person and living the life that he wants to live. And don't target me because I have a dream that you want to undermine or steal my song or something. Or harass me for no reason because of your irrational beliefs and your sociopathy. And I don't have no delusion. If you think I have a delusion, don't give you no damn right to come near my home or target me for some false innuendo about my mental health, because my mental health is fine. And so is, and I don't have no criminal record, because you're the one who's going to be investigated, not me. And that's what I will say to those people. And that's all I need to say. And that's all I need to say on this topic. It is the truth. And the truth will help me free. The truth will set me free.